The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Seven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are at the end of the month of November, headed into December, and before long, Christmas will be here. And a lot of us have received a lot of snow lately. Some of you have not. And there are things that we should be doing to help our evergreen plants, plants like roses, hydrangea, to survive the winter. Also, as the snow gets deep, you're going to start to find your four-legged creatures are going to be coming into your yard and doing a little bit of nibbling on your shrubbery. And there are products that work very, very well to protect your plants, either against the cold and the wind or against animals like deer and rabbits and other animals that feed on foliage during the winter months. So to tell you a little bit more about these products and how they work, I have asked Art Cockett from the Boneyed Lawn and Garden Company to join us this morning and to tell you how these products work, when you should apply them, how you should apply them, and how often you should apply them. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm very well. Had a little bit too much jerky, but I'm sure I can work that off no problem.
Sounds good.
There's just too many good things. You know, when everybody brings something, you have to taste everything, and oh, you leave there and you can hardly move. But it's a good time.
I try to just have a little bit of everything, not too much of anything, and then save a little room for my daughter's pecan pie that she cooks for me.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than pecan pie. That is for sure. Now that we're into the winter season, and for people that did not get the last snowstorm, tell us about wilt stop and how you can use it on your plants and also on cut greens and your Christmas tree.
Yeah, Paul, the wilt stop product, what it is a product that's made from pine sap, from the resin of a pine tree, and it's a natural product. It forms a soft, flexible, clear film on plants that you treat or on greens and so on, and it holds the moisture in the plant. So it can actually be used on a lot of things, like even house plants if you aren't going to get a chance to water them as often, or cut flowers. They're perfect for that. They keep them lasting longer. But you think of it more for, more people use it a lot for the cut greens and Christmas trees and that type of thing this time of year, but you can also use it on plants outside like the broadleaf evergreens that you don't want to have dry up in the wintertime, the rhodies and azaleas and so on. But now's the weekend. Actually, this weekend today, this afternoon, I'm going out to get my Christmas tree with our family, and I always like to give ours a shot of the wilt stop beforehand. I have to let it dry outside before I bring it in the house, and fortunately it's in the 50s today here where I am, so it should dry nicely for me. Any cut greens, wreaths, what have you. You can spray things down, and they'll last you so much longer if you do. So, again, not just for the cut greens, but also for shrubs and trees and any broadleaf evergreens that you don't want to have dry out in the wintertime. It holds the moisture in, so works real fine. 35 degrees, you want to do it, you know, above freezing, 35 degrees or warmer. Where I am, I didn't get much, you know, my snow is all melting today. It's in the 50s here today, so I'm looking good. But if you get a nice day, you get out there and spray things. Up your way, I guess, Paul, you got several, maybe feet of snow. I'm not sure how much you got, but it might be tough up there. But the rest of the country is in pretty good shape to use it today.
Yeah, we were nice and green, and day before Thanksgiving and part of Thanksgiving morning, we got 13 inches and a heavy, heavy wet snow, a lot of damage. Plants all bent over, flattened, tree branches broken. So there's going to be a lot of work to do next spring when it arrives to repair the damage done from the snow. But I did get the anti-desiccant down on my broadleaf evergreens. I put it on the roses and on the hydrangea. It's wonderful. And what I tell people to do, if their hydrangea still has foliage, just take your hand, run it right down the stem, and remove the foliage from your hydrangea, and then spray it, and then you'll be in great shape, and it will ensure that you'll have flowers next year. So take that wilt stop, put it on your hydrangea, roses, broadleaf evergreens, and as you suggested, your cut Christmas tree or even a live Christmas tree with a root ball, and give it a chance to dry before you bring it in, and it will help a great deal.
Especially for a live Christmas tree, if you want to have that, you know, keep a tree in your house for a little while and then go plant it later and expect to be successful with it, it'd be very important to hold the moisture in and be sure you water it properly while you have it in the house.
Right. Now that the weather is cold and the snow has arrived, we're getting visitors coming into the house, and you've got a great product that will take care of rodents called Revenge. Can you tell us about that?
Sure, Paul. We have a whole line of rodent products, the Revenge products. We have several different products to choose from, maybe use a combination of them if you have some real problems, from the glue trays, their evaded glue tray, and the glue boards, and then we also have disposable bait station and a refillable bait station. Our refillable bait station is new this year; it just came out, so you might have to ask for it in the stores. They're just now getting it in stock. The disposable bait station we've had for a little while, but you know those two are. Whole idea here is in a bait station is that they're much more safe than the old style of throw packs. So to keep the pets and the kids, they're safe around pets and kids so that they can't get access to the baits. And so we have one, again, that's a disposable. You just throw it away after the mice finish off the bait. And then the other one you can actually refill, and it comes in a bag with refill for it. Then, of course, we have the good old-fashioned snap traps. For both mice and rats. And then the trap that I like a lot is we call it our Easy Set trap. And it's a plastic trap that has a very strong, snap to it. But what's neat about it, a couple things, is that you can actually, bait it, before you set it. So you don't have any accidents. When you're trying, you know, some of those traps are kind of tricky to set the thing and, it'd damage your finger. But with this one, you can bait the thing before you set it and makes it much easier. But the other interesting thing is, too, if you have, we have it in a rat trap as well. If you have some, after you do this for a while, sometimes, you know, the mice and rats get used to the traps and they get bait shy. The way that these two traps work is you can actually, if you have that problem, you can actually bait them but not set them, okay? And then you let the mice or rat come get the bait a couple of times, a couple of nights in a row, and then you add bait again, and then go ahead and set it. And so they were getting used to it not being set and weren't worried about things. And then then the next, that third night, you'll get them for sure. So it's called an easy set trap, and I hate to call it the better mouse trap, but it really is. It's kind of a cliche, but if you've been battling the mice, you know that it is a tough battle. But these things work great. They're the revenge mouse easy set traps and the rat easy set traps. Then, of course, Paul, don't forget, we have our mouse magic, which is the product that repels the mice, and that all your listeners, I think, know a lot about our mouse magic and how well that works.
Right. Now, with the snow getting deep in places, the deer are getting hungry because their natural food is covered with snow. And I know where my reeds are coming from. They've got 3 to 5 feet of snow. What does Bonide make that will take care of the deer that love, like arborvitae, they love holly, rhododendrons, and things like that? We're coming up on a break. When we come back, let's talk about protecting our evergreens so that the deer don't eat all of our landscaping that we've worked so hard to take care of and spent a lot of money to buy. But you've got a great product and it does a super job.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is the perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
To the Paul Farron Gun Club, we are talking with Art Cockett from the Bonide Lawn and Garden Company, and this time of the year, as the snow begins to get deeper and deeper, and by the way, they were saying that normally around Thanksgiving, 12% of the country is covered with snow. This year it's 52%. So you're not the only one that has snow in the backyard. The deer are out, and you've got a great product, Art. Can you tell our listeners about it and how effective it is?
Product called Repels All, and it is a repellent that works for several different types of critters. It works with touch, taste, and smell. Basically, it's, you know, most of all probably a bad taste, a bad smell. Of course, it has garlic in it and rotten eggs and dried blood and meat meal and onions. It has a little wintergreen in it, too. So this is the time of year. Hopefully, those of you that have a lot of snow on the ground have been able to get out a little sooner when it was a little more manageable. But I guess, Paul, with what you just said, I'm happy to say I have hardly any snow at my house, and it's all melting today, so I feel pretty lucky. But anyway, to get out early, before all the animals, or the deer in particular, start to make their habit of where they like to eat, to get out and apply the Repels All liquid directly on the plant is really key to success. For those of you who don't have too much snowfall yet, hopefully you don't have the problem yet of the deer coming, but, you know, when you get the snow, they're looking for the food, as Paul mentioned. So to get out there in advance to get the product sprayed on all your, all those favorites, you know what they like to eat. They come back to the same ones every year. And if you get out there early, get that Repels All liquid sprayed before it's, you know, needs to be above freezing when you put it out. You will have success keeping those deer away from all your prized ornamental plants. Now's the time.
Now you've got a great website at Bonide, and you also have an app that you can put on your cell phone. Tell us about that.
Sure. The app is really a wonderful resource to help you identify problems around the lawn and garden. It has wonderful pictures of insects and plant diseases. It discusses things like the deer and so on. It's really a handy little tool because you know, being mobile, you can obviously have it with you, and you can get a good close-up picture of insects. Say, for example, you're looking out in the yard and find a scale or an aphid or what have you, and want to, you know, look it up and learn about it and how to take care of it. Our app will help you do that, and then you can get the picture and compare right in your hand there to see exactly what pest it is that you have. Of course, now we're maybe more talking about houseplant insects, but they're all on there as well. So it's a great library of photographs of different problems, but then from there it goes to a discussion of the life cycle of the insect, for example, and you know, we always have a little information about how to avoid getting the problem, and you know, ways that you can avoid having to spray. And then if your problem is too much and that's not good enough, then we do have all the solution products on there too, and it recommends certain products for the certain problems and tells you which Bonide product to use. And then of course from there you can get to the label, so you can use it according to the label and have success. So that's our app. And then, you can reach the same thing really through our website. Our website has solutions there too. Same actual software, I guess is the right word. On our app or on our website, I'm sorry, there's just loads of information about all our different products and where you can find our products. We have a dealer locator where you can put in your zip code, and it'll tell you all the stores that are around you that have our products. And a lot of good information on that website, Paul. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, it really is. And if you, as Art said, either with the website or with the app for your phone, the pictures today that they have put on the website of the insect or the damage or diseases, it's absolutely fabulous. So check it out. And it's very simple. Bonide.com, and it's spelled BONIDE.com, and it will solve an awful lot of problems for you in the days and the weeks to come. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop. Mice moving into your home in the fall? Would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic. Safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a 1-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a 6-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a 3-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. You know, we're trying to give you some warnings of things that could happen. That's why we brought the bone-eyed person on, to let you know that with the snow, the deer are going to be hungry. And if you've got some broadleaf evergreens, they love yews, they love arborvitae, and they love holly. So if you've got those plants, it'd be a great idea to put a deer repellent on them. It's a good product that Bonide makes, very, very effective. And if it's going to be nice, above 35 degrees where you live, get the product on it now, so that when they do decide to come, you'll be waiting for them. Daniel, who's up next?
We've got Rhea from Massachusetts. She's got a question about hydrangeas.
Rhea, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Yes, thank you so much, Paul. I actually have two questions. My first question is about my Blue Prince holly. I planted him last summer, and he's about 3 feet high, but he has several shoots at the top, several branches at the top. They must be about 8 to 12 inches tall, and I can see that there are buds along the branches, along the shoots. And I know that I should be pruning it to keep it shapely, but I don't know if I should be pruning these or what the best thing to do would be.
Okay. The thing that you want to do is if there's a lot of visible buds, those could be flowers.
Okay.
And you need the flowers to pollinate the female to give you the red berries for next winter.
Okay.
So what I would do is I would, for now, leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what happens with those buds. And if they are flower buds,
mm-hmm.
then let them open. Let the bees pick up the pollen from the male plant,
mm-hmm.
your blueprint, and then take it to the female. And
mm-hmm.
then when the flowers go by, then you can prune it back and create that nice conical or mounded or rounded shape that you want. But for now,
mm-hmm.
the more buds we have, the more fruit the females will be able to produce for you.
Okay, that sounds good. And after the flowers go, about how much is safe to actually prune that plant?
I would like to see you take about anywhere from a third to half.
Okay.
And what's going to happen is this. Where a leaf is attached to the stem,
mm-hmm.
there is a dormant bud right there.
Oh, yeah.
And when you pruned it, you cut off the main leader. And because the main leader has been removed, the side buds will compete to become the new leader. And instead of having one branch that gets taller and taller and taller,
mm-hmm.
you'll have several. And that way your plant will get bigger. You'll have a nice cone shape. And it will fill in a lot nicer.
Okay, that sounds good. And I should probably prune it down to where the other stems are so that I get a nice consistent shape.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So, I mean, if you want to keep it to that exact same size,
mm-hmm.
then every year prune it. And then you can control the size of that plant.
Okay.
The blue hollies will get up in the 6 to 8 foot range.
Okay, that's about where I want them, though. Yeah.
Okay. Eventually. Well, then yeah. you know, just give them a chance to grow. Feed
uh-huh.
them in the spring and fall with either Holly Tone or the Dr. Earth Evergreen fertilizer with probiotics, and your hollies will do wonderful.
Okay, Dr. Earth, okay. And then just a quick question about, if you have time, for the hydrangeas. I've gotten so many different answers about how to prune and when to prune hydrangeas. And, of course, my hydrangeas, they had beautiful big leaves. They've made a lot of growth, but they had no flowers last summer.
Okay. Last year, well, this year,
yeah.
I have never seen in all my years of working in the nursery industry the amount of damage to the ball-shaped hydrangea, the blue or the pink.
Yes.
And I was in Rhode Island. I was on Cape Cod. I was in Fall River, New Bedford, because I do a consultation. And I go around to people's homes, and I help them out. And I saw hydrangea that had been in the ground 10 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
And during the last winter, they died to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for these people, this never happened. And because it died to the ground, the new growth that came out did not have any flower buds because the buds are on the growth that was made the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
So the new wood that's on your hydrangea, that top 6, 8, 10 inches, is where the bulk of your flower buds are. So
okay.
You never prune in the fall on the ball shape hydrangea. The only thing that you prune are the dead flowers. Don't cut into the branches. Only remove the blossom.
Okay, got it.
And then in April, you're going to notice that the buds on the side branches of the hydrangea are going to begin to swell. And the buds are kind of a burgundy to brown color. They'll crack open. Green foliage will begin to emerge. That's when you can prune to control the height and the width of your plant. But don't do any pruning until you see where the new growth is. And
okay.
That way you can remove everything that died back during the winter months. Now, if you have cone-shaped hydrangea, they go under the name PG, which is short for Paniculata grandiflora. And there's all kinds of new ones. There's Pinky Winky, there's Vanilla Strawberry, and all kinds of wonderful new hybrids.
Mm-hmm.
The cone-shaped hydrangea can be pruned in the fall of the year or in the spring of the year, but the ball only in the spring.
Okay, so the ball. Okay, is one of them a mop head and the other, is the cone not the mop head type that you just mentioned?
The mop head is considered the ball shaped one.
Ball. That's what I have. Okay. That's
so the like Nico Blue,
mm-hmm.
or Endless Summer, Blushing Bride, those are all the new hardier varieties and newer varieties. But again, if we get a real cold winter and you prune them back and the plant has gone dormant, where you made the cut is
mm-hmm.
going to be like an open wound on that plant. And the wind will pull the moisture out. The stem will dehydrate and die back. And then you'll have a lot of winter damage.
Okay, so only in the spring.
Right.
Only prune in the spring. Okay, that is terrific. I thank you so much. I've been a long-time listener. This is actually first time I've called you, so I really appreciate your wonderful advice.
Well, thank you so much, and feel free to call anytime.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. And for those of you that would like more information, and during the winter time, you know, when there's not a lot to do outside, I do a weekly email newsletter. I write the stories. My wife produces the newsletter and gets all the pictures, and it's free. And all you need to do is go to www.paulparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, like mom and dad, .com, and then click on email newsletter. Put in your email address, submit it, and you'll get a newsletter every single Thursday, year round. So in the next month, we'll talk about Christmas trees and wreaths and roping and live Christmas trees and all kinds of the holiday plants like poinsettias, cyclamen, kalanchoe. And then after the holidays, we'll talk about tropical plants that are for your home. We'll start to talk about starting seeds indoors and a lot more. So there's a lot of great information. It costs you nothing. And your email address stays here. It's never sold or given away. It stays right on my site. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lori from New Hampshire, has a question about mandevillas.
Lori, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. I know this is kind of an out-of-season question, but my mandevilla, which I bought in the spring, did just about nothing all summer. May not have had enough sun. It probably got about 6 to 8 hours of sun every day, but then it was in the shade in the late afternoon, evening. And like I said, it did nothing, but it was very healthy, and I brought it in. It's in my sunroom, and it's going to town right now. Not a lot of blossoms, but the viney part of it is definitely growing. I'd like to be able to save it for the spring. I know it's an annual, but because I have a sunroom, I can keep some of these things going, like my geraniums are all in full bloom.
Sure.
So how do I treat that?
Okay. What I would do is, if you really want to keep it over for next year, if you can repot it to a larger size container, a couple of inches bigger, and that will give the roots more room to grow. And give it as much sun as possible. And it's really a vine. So if it gets out of control, you can prune it back a little bit and say, whoa, it's winter time. Slow down. Fertilize it on a monthly basis. And then next year, give it more sun. And I'll tell you, if you can put that in a sunny window, it will flower off and on during the winter and better outside.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're about a month away from the big day, so if we can help you, give us a call. Check out the newsletter. There'll be a lot of information for the holidays this coming Thursday. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Brian from Massachusetts. Has a question about Rose of Sharon.
Brian, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. I got a Rose of Sharon that split during this storm right in the main trunk. Is there something I can do with it to save it, or is it just a lost cause?
Did it break off, or is it still attached?
It's still attached. It's a nice clean split.
Okay. What I would do for now, get somebody to give you a hand, pull the two pieces together, and get some duct tape. And duct tape the branches, that crotch that broke together, and really make it nice and tight. And that way, that will prevent it from drying out during the winter.
Right.
Now, in the spring, how big are the individual branches? An inch or two?
Oh, a couple anyway. Yeah. It's a pretty good height. It's about 8 feet tall.
Okay. The other thing that I would do is tape it for now and then take some string and try and tie both sides together so that if we do get another storm like that, then they'll be bracing each other. Now, in March, what you're going to do is, if you've got a portable drill, you want to get a brass screw, a wood screw.
Mm-hmm.
So measure the thickness in that V-shaped crotch, and then get a brass screw for wood, and put maybe three of them, two on one side and one on the other, but you don't want to go through the branches, and that will hold it in place, and then you can take off the tape at the end of the year.
Once again, using duct tape to fix something is, you're my kind of guy.
Yeah,
but I was wondering if it might actually splice together if I did do that, if it would heal.
If you, that's why I want you to do it now.
Okay.
Because the tree has still got a lot of liquid in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wait until the spring, it's going to dry out.
Very good.
And chances are that it would not have enough energy and moisture to get back together. So
right.
If you can have somebody hold it as close to the original shape and position, put that duct tape on there as tight as you can.
Terrific.
And then in the spring, three, maybe four screws, depending on how long that rip is.
Right.
That should help. And then the other thing that I would do in the spring is, if it's 8 feet tall, I'd take a couple of feet right off the top.
Mm-hmm.
And that will force the tree to get wider, and it will help it to repair the damage instead of concentrating on getting taller and taller and taller,
right,
and increasing the amount of damage that you could have next year.
Right. Right. And don't go through. In other words, I shouldn't use a bolt with washers or something. You don't want me to go all the way through?
No.
Okay.
No. So if the two branches where they come together measure 2 inches, you want to get a screw that's about an inch and a half.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So that way, see, if you poke all the way through, then you're going to have another entryway for moisture to get out of the plant, or moisture to leave the plant.
I see.
So that way you're only making one hole, and you minimize the amount of additional damage. But if you were to have a tree company come in, that's how they do it now. They don't bolt all the way through unless it's like a 6-inch branch. 2-inch, do it my way.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.